The man who shot President Ronald Reagan in 1981 is making a new push for his freedom. John Hinckley was confined to a psychiatric hospital after he was found not guilty by reason of insanity. Today, his lawyers argued in federal court that Hinckley should be allowed to live full-time with his mother in Virginia. NPR's Carrie Johnson spent the day in the courtroom.
The law is clear. If John Hinckley can demonstrate he's no longer mentally ill and that he poses no threat to himself or others, U.S. District Judge Paul Friedman has to consider allowing him to live under less restrictive conditions. It's the seventh time a court has weighed gradually opening the door to Hinckley's freedom. Longtime defense lawyer Barry Levine argues Hinckley's in full remission from psychosis and major depression. Nothing like what preceded the shooting of President Reagan, his press secretary James Brady, and two law enforcement officers. Now, 34 years later, Reagan has since died, Brady has died, and many of the medical people who treated John Hinckley have begun to retire. As for Hinckley, he's spending a lot of time composing music, playing guitar, and singing rock songs. He'll turn 60 next month. His older brother says John, quote, does laundry on a religious basis, and he helps out with maintenance for a Virginia church during home visits. Hinckley sat through the first day of court proceedings with a placid expression. Federal prosecutor Colleen Kennedy raised questions about how closely Hinckley would be supervised in Williamsburg, Virginia. That's where he wants to live full-time with his 89-year-old mother. Hinckley spends more than half the month there already, but the Justice Department points out his mother won't be around forever. Their own experts say Hinckley probably should be given more freedom, but authorities say that should come with intense oversight. They're also asking whether the family has enough money to support his therapy if Hinckley leaves the mental hospital for good. Hinckley's siblings both testified they have about $500,000 stored away. They say their brother has been exercising solid judgment. A couple years ago, Scott Hinckley says, at the start of a movie, his brother elbowed him and said, "We gotta get out of here." Actress Jodie Foster, the subject of his 1980s obsession, was on the screen, and Hinckley didn't want to break any rules. The hearing's expected to last for several days. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.